All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show backstage at the Grammys, brought to you by the Palazzo Resort Hotel Casino in Las Vegas. I'm sure you and I will spend some time there.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I've been watching them build it, and it looks phenomenal.
All right. Folks, we have a lot of celebrities here tonight at the Staples Center. And, you know, people are rolling in and out of here. And it looks like tomorrow we might even have my dad, Tim Conway, buzzing around. But right now, Kat Von D is with us.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Yes. Look at you with the tattoo.
Now, you are a, Kat, you are a tattoo artist.
Mm-hmm.
And you work here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And forgive my ignorance, where do you work?
I work at, well, my shop's name is High Voltage Tattoo, but on the show it's called LA Ink because the show's called LA Ink.
Right, and the show.
On TLC.
Yep.
The show, LA Ink, is a smash. People love it.
I'm excited about it. It's really crazy thinking about, like, you know, 5 years ago, I don't think something like that would have flown, you know? People weren't as open-minded to tattooing as they are now.
Yeah. Has anyone ever said it looks like you slept on the funnies?
No.
So what was the first tattoo?
So funny.
What was the first tattoo you had?
I got a little J on my ankle when I was 14 for my boyfriend at the time.
Wait, is that right? Because my wife has a little J on her ankle.
Really?
Her name is Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
And so it's going to take off like this?
What?
For her?
Well, I mean, she could if she wanted to. Yeah,
the audience should know that Kat is covered
with tattoos.
Now, let me ask you something. You said something interesting about LA Ink and how the show has been successful now, but
uh-huh.
5 years ago,
yeah.
The idea maybe never would have flown. Why do you think that the art of tattoo has come so far into the mainstream?
Well,
because it was really a fringe kind of thing.
Definitely. I think that certain stigmas will never go away, you know, but unfortunately. But I think, like, with the success of shows such as LA Ink and Miami Ink, people are starting to see it as an art form that it is. And, you know, whether you're tattooed or not, you can always listen to the stories behind each tattoo and relate to them that way. And tattoos help people, really, with closure and healing and celebration, you know?
What is the... It says Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
If you move to New York...
I'm never moving out of Los Angeles.
Oh, I see. All right. So if you ever died, people go, hey, that chick's from L.A.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
It would help, especially, God forbid, you were, like, you know, a murder victim. It would help the detectives.
No, but you know what? Every time I go all over the world, like, you know, like, I go to Finland once a year, and every time I go, I get a Finland tattoo, you know, when I go to Italy or whatever. It's like, you know, little landmarks in time.
Right. And are you married? You got kids?
No. I'm dating.
And let me ask you, because I know a lot of guys who listen to our show every
uh-huh.
night, Kat,
uh-huh.
they have daughters who want to get a tattoo.
Oh, no.
They hate me.
you're the
tattoo expert, and your tattoos look beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
What age do you think is appropriate for the first tattoo?
You got to wait at least 18, at least.
18. Will they do it if you're younger than 18?
I won't. I mean, there's different laws in different states and counties, but, like, in L.A., it's, you know, you got to be 18.
Right.
And, two, it's like, you know, you're going to change your mind. Like, the stuff you like when you're 16 is probably not the same stuff you're going to like when you're 18.
Well, by the way, the stuff you like when you're 18 is probably not going to be the stuff you're going to like when you're 48.
Yeah, and the boy that you're dating when you're 14 is probably not going to be the boy that you're dating when you're, you know, 25.
You mean the boy that that's raping you when you're 14?
No.
Might not be the guy who...
All right, Kat Von D with TLC's LA Ink. Now, if a guy, a fat guy walks into your joint, right,
uh-huh.
and he says he wants his business tattooed, have uh-huh. you ever turned a guy down?
Why does he have to be? Why does he have to be fat?
Well, let's just say he's really unattractive.
Because he's working his way toward me here. This is how it goes.
That's not true, dude.
Just another day at the office.
I don't know.
For me.
People are so fascinated with that. They always ask me that. Like, hey, do you tattoo this and that? And I'm just like, you know.
Do you?
Well, I mean, I have before. It's not really a big deal. It's
what's the most popular area?
It's not very
back?
Popular, considering that it probably hurts like a mother. But, like, I don't know. I mean, it depends. Like, women like to, you know, get stuff that accentuates their body, so you're probably going to see a lot of lower back tattoos and things
right.
like that.
And they're hot too, like the just above the butt crack.
Yeah.
Like the butterfly.
Yeah.
That's real sexy.
Yeah, when you wear little low jeans, you right. know.
What's a typical tattoo cost?
It just depends on that's like how long is a piece of string.
you know? All right, you know, I always heard that a tattoo on the small back of a woman, that's like a chick's tattoo. Guys
uh-huh.
shouldn't have that tattooed area.
Not necessarily. I mean, guys can get tattooed there. It just
what is that
I think
called
it's,
though?
I mean, people have like certain terms for it. There's no. It's just a
what's
tattoo.
What's a real derogatory term for it?
The target.
Yeah, I think when Wedding Crashers came out, everybody called it the tramp stamp or something.
Oh, the tramp stamp. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, you don't like that term, though, huh?
I don't care. Like, you know, I don't have one, so I don't really care.
Oh, you don't? Of all the tattoos you have, you don't have one in the small of your back?
No, I'm getting my whole entire back done, so.
How many do you have total?
They've all turned into one massive, large one. I've been tattooed by over 30 different people.
Forgive my utter ignorance, but who is this beautiful woman?
That's my mother.
That's your mom.
Oh, wait, let me see that. Let me see your mom.
She's tattooed on my shoulder.
She's right there. May I touch? Oh, she's right
awesome.
There. Yeah.
I didn't need to touch. She's very young.
I didn't need to touch, but I wanted
to
get permission.
That was when she was... that's good that you asked, because most people don't, and it's the rudest thing on the planet.
And I'm a nice guy. See how nice I was?
Like, I don't know where your hands have been.
that's why I asked.
This is an excuse. All right, Kat Von D, thanks
for
coming by
me.
LA Inc. Watch the show. What day is it on?
It's on Tuesdays at 10 on TLC.
Tuesdays 10 TLC.
Yep.
Thanks for coming
by.
It's great to meet you.
All right, there she goes, everybody. Kat Von D.
You're all tatted up.
Yeah, and I know you couldn't see what was going on behind the scenes here, but Kat Von D sits down, right?
Yeah.
And not a celebrity that I'm familiar with. I'm not familiar with Kat's work. I don't know what Kat's done before.
Oh, right.
The big tattoo show, and I'm not sure what she's going to do after.
Right.
But so Jerry Wachowski gives me the bio and all the information like 10 minutes into or 5 minutes into the interview. Well, right?
Gino, okay, right? First of all, Gino was supposed to give that. Secondly, you've never seen a huge poster on La Brea?
Like, I should know who Kat Von D is.
It's a huge show.
Jerry, we work when these shows are on television.
Yes.
You work when American Idol's on, but you still know about it.
What would Rick's reaction be to that?
Well, you know what?
By the way, Rick, are you familiar with Kat Von D?
You know what? I'm not familiar. See, here's the problem. If I'm not familiar with Kat Von D, then somebody here, whether it's Ellen or Brian Whitman or Paul Josephs, somebody has to be familiar with Kat Von D if I'm not.
Can we both agree that she's super hot, though?
She is super hot. He called me, by the way, Rick Dees, yesterday.
Is that right?
Left a message, so I think we have to call him back.
Uh-oh. Is he pissed at you?
No, but he did say,
hey, how you, Brian? It's Rick Dees again.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, so I guess maybe I missed a message at one point, you know.
Oh,
you know.
Babo.
So I'll call him, and we'll be fine. He loves us. He wants us to go to Burbank and use his studio, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, all right, we'll definitely do it. All right, folks, we also have a brand new video. Jerry Wachowski and Adam McAdoshis put together a brand new video. What is it? What is it? The
For
title
Hot
of it?
Talk.
Hot Talk.
Well... Yeah, the title on the YouTube is a little bigger, but it's actually Hot Talk.
Hot Talk. And you can check it out on the website, 971freefm.com.
Right.
That's 971freefm.com. And two Jewish guys who are not acting Jewish doing this video.
They are not at all acting Jewish.
No. And by the way, to clear this up, because you know every time this young man emails the station or calls the station, I get hammered for it.
It's a balls up.
Yeah, no more calls or emails to the station, right, Jerry.
All right. I mean, what are you doing, dude?
It's a simple question. There's no reason to, you know, get crazy about it.
Well, here's the level.
Every time he calls the station or emails the station, I get a call from you know, either Jack Silver or Ron Escarzga going, what happened? You know, it's always like a balls up with you.
Here's the level to which Jerry's incompetence has risen. Domagoj Gotovac, who works here at the station in production or something, shows up at the backstage of the Grammy Awards tonight and says to Jerry, just to F with him, I'm here. Whitman's not coming. I'm filling in. I said, Jerry calls Jack Silver. Whitman's not coming. Domagoj's filling in. Jack Silver says,
I didn't say that.
Jack says, F that. Whitman's coming. Domagoj's not. Then he calls me. I said, Jerry, I'm at the state.
I asked Domagoj. I said, Domagoj, if I call Jack and verify this, is he going to say yes? And he said yes. Is it really that much of a stretch that you'd be gone one day?
Yeah, why would Domagoj do that?
I'd though? Call. I
F with me.
And he fell for it.
I don't know. I fell for it. Usually
Jack's,
I don't fall
but
for it.
Here's
that.
The good news.
Dude, seriously, Jerry, in the future, call me and then call Silver. Don't call Silver direct, you jackass.
Yeah, and here's the good news. Silver was cracking up when I told him how unhinged Jerry was on the phone.
All right, folks. It is the Conway Whitman Show. We are backstage live at the Grammys. And this whole Grammys deal is brought to you by Equal Zero. Yeah, the calorie sweetener. The same great pace enjoyed by millions for over 25 years. Look at that, man.
You read that tag like nobody's business.
It's equal. It's equal to sugar.
You know it.
All right, gang, it is the Conway Whitman Show. We're backstage at the Grammys, live at 97.1 Free FM.